This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you hungry?
What?
I could make you a sandwich.
I'm fine.
Right. You wanted to discuss colours, didn't you?
Colours?
For the wedding, the colour scheme. I didn't really have time to give it proper consideration before I went to Scotland.
No, you had other things on your mind, didn't you?
No, but I'm all ears now.
Tell me you are joking, Justin.
No,
I am scarcely in a frame of mind to think about the wedding at all, and you want to discuss the respective merits of Jade and Aqua. Really?
All right. Well, you just let me know when you're ready to. I think I might make myself something.
Feel free.
Lillian? Were you saving this soup?
No.
Because if you want it...
Just have it.
All right. Thank you. It's not a bad day for October, you know. Would you like to go out somewhere later?
Not particularly.
A walk over Hayden Barrow.
Get quite windy up there.
Well, lower down then, along the Am.
Look,
maybe.
I'm not in a walking mood.
Well, we could pop round to Home Farm.
No.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen Jennifer.
Oh, no. Since Kate bounced them into letting Nolly stay longer, the two of them have just taken the place over.
Well, it's quite a big house.
Lounging around like they're on holiday and resisting all attempts to talk about what Nolly's actually going to do for the next 3 months.
Well, we wouldn't have to spend...
No, Justin, no, I am fine. Please, just stop it.
I'm looking forward
what?
To
it.
I said...
Hold on.
I said I'm looking forward to washing down my Christmas dinner with a drop of this cider.
No soft launch for us, eh?
Soft launch? What sort of nonsense is that?
Oh, it's what Tom's planning for this kefir stuff next month. Sort of easy to... No fanfare.
Oh, if Clary and Susan don't keel over first.
Susan's still waiting to be made some sort of manager there.
Yes, the real managers need to be doing something about it. Tom and Ellen Archer running their staff into the ground.
Yeah.
You know what them girls should do?
What?
Go on strike. Down tools and tell Tom Archer where to stick his kef or whatever.
No. Susan's got some sort of cunning plan.
Oh, is she?
Any road. No going on strike here.
Sorry, I didn't know you were in here. I just need a cardigan.
Don't let me stop you.
Thank you, Lillian. I'll only be a second. There. You look,
Yeah, I thought I could do with an outing after all.
Oh, good.
I've been meaning to visit Philomena Woodruff's stables for ages.
Oh, yes. Gretham, is it?
Greenbury. Mina reminded me last time I saw her at Felbisham Races.
Well, she'll be an interesting trip.
Yeah, well, I've just rung her. She said I'd be most welcome if I didn't mind working around another visitor, so I thought, why not?
Excellent. Well, I'll put some shoes on.
Justin, the invitation was for me.
Yes, but surely...
And to be honest, I'd rather go by myself.
Ugh. This never gets no easier.
It's your age, Eddie.
Oh, thanks, Dad. That's really encouraging.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, young Dick.
What's your...
Message from Clary. Could you bring a loaf of bread on your way back?
Yeah, can do.
She tried to call you, but you know what the signal's like.
Patchy at this.
Yeah, I can never get through round here. Anyway, I was coming this way, so I said I'd tell you.
Yeah, thanks.
What are you up to?
Cider making.
I know that, Joe. I mean, what exactly?
Yeah, well, we've been chopping the apples in that scratter over there.
Looks like something from a torture chamber.
Yeah. And now we're squeezing the juice out.
Yeah. Precious, that is. Don't want to waste a drop.
Oh, I know, Joe.
No, really. This ain't going to be your bog standard Rundy cider.
Ah.
It's an extra special single variety.
It's like your premier cru.
Yeah. All made with a rare apple called Tumble Tussock.
Tumble Tussock? Why is it called that?
Oh, probably because if you ate too much, you tumbles over like you tripped on a grass tussock.
Some strong stuff, then.
No, no more than usual, but it's meant to be very tasty.
Necktie of the gods, tis.
Yeah, and it's an early variety. so this lot should be ready for Christmas.
I like your turkeys.
I don't know how much longer we're going to bother with these turkeys. Trouble we had shifting them last year. And the year before, and the year before.
Thanks, Mr. Sunshine.
Well, could you give away some of this cider with them?
Give it away?
As a, what do they call it? A sales promotion.
That's blasphemy.
No, Stad. It'd only have to be one bottle per turkey, wouldn't it? A pint, sir.
Well, why not take me gold watch as well, eh?
Give us an edge over Rex Fairbrother and his geese, wouldn't it? You've got to have a story now selling food.
Yeah, you could put special Christmas labels on the bottles. Limited edition.
Rare, local, high quality. It ticks all the boxes, doesn't it?
We only just found the apples, Eddie.
There'll still be plenty for us to drink. And if it means we get shot of all the turkeys, then we'll be drinking whiskey chasers into the new year.
Ah, well, no, if you put it like that...
I think Nick's onto a winner.
Yeah, maybe,
We should be thanking her.
Yeah, you're all well turned, Nick.
You're welcome.
Hey, what have you got on today?
Jake and Mira with Andrew this weekend, and Will's taking Poppy to a party, so I was just going to catch up with a few jobs this afternoon.
Fancy going on a little expedition later?
Expedition?
Oh, don't get too excited. It's only the Borchester.
These apples were sort of bequeathed to us. But I've been doing intensive background research.
Back bar research, you mean? At a pub in Peniatic. Yeah.
So when we've pressed this lot, we're going to take a look at the trees they come from.
Blimey, are you following me?
Matt, what are you doing here?
More to the point, what are you doing here?
Well, I've just come for a look round. Mina keeps saying I'd be welcome, so I thought it was about time.
Right.
And, you?
Well, I'm looking at a couple of horses for shipping to Costa Rica. Philomena's just gone to get one of them now.
I thought you'd done all that.
Yeah, this will probably be the last. When your car arrived, I thought it was going to be my time there.
Well, Anisha's away, isn't she? Her mother's sick.
Is she? Well, I'm not actually using her anymore, as it happens. We had a difference of opinion.
Well, you should have good pickings here. Mina's got a couple of real rising stars on her books.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You on your own, Lillian?
Yeah.
I'd have thought Justin would have been interested in this. He's well into his horses.
He is.
He's back from Edinburgh now, isn't he? Didn't he fancy it?
I just wanted a trip out on my own.
Okay.
I think it's brilliant.
He's been working hard on that letter.
Yeah, in between all her jobs.
Yeah, imagine Emma, a parish councillor, eh?
Edward says, I'm not sure where she'd find the time. But fair play to her.
Yeah. Makes me feel like I should be doing more with my life.
What?
Well, I don't mean not the parish council, but... Well, Poppy will be in reception this time next year. Don't want to be stuck at home the whole time.
Right, she'll be down here somewhere.
Emma don't think she's going to get it, though.
No?
Not being up against Robert Snell?
Well, he does have so much more experience, doesn't he? And, you know, life skills.
Oh, it ain't just that. His face fits, too.
Yeah, us Grundys have been up against that all our life.
But at least she's having a go.
So in the smug ruling classes, the Grundys have got something to offer, Ambridge.
Exactly, Joe. I was expecting...
Not exactly the Garden of Eden.
It's a bit scruffy.
Going to be a housing estate soon. Right, let's take a look any road. Place will be bulldozed in a few weeks.
What, the trees as well? Oh, do you need a hand getting out, Joe?
No. I'm all right.
What do you think, Dad? Probably a farm orchard in times past.
Yeah, I reckon. Farm's been swallowed up by them houses and... This is the last bit standing.
Whoever's owned this land ain't been bothered about the trees, has he? Still, plenty of dead wood around. I'll swing some in the van for the village bonfire. David will be pleased.
Yeah, might as well get the rest of the apples back to Grundy's field and all.
Edward's trailer will be best for that.
Yeah. When the bulldozers move in?
I don't know, why?
Well, I'd love to take some stem cuttings of the tumble tussock.
Oh, for grafting?
Yeah. Trouble is they won't be ready for weeks yet. This lot could all be under concrete, but then...
Here we go.
Oh, lovely.
That carrot cake you're filling on?
I didn't have any lunch.
You'll be ready for it then.
So how much was it?
Oh, don't be daft.
No, go on, you're not having anything to eat.
I think I can stand you a cup of tea and a slice of cake, Lillian, after all we've been through. Call it quits for the drink last week.
Oh, all right then. Thank you. So, what do you think?
About what?
Mina's horses. For my money, the top choice has to be Balthazar Treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous animal. Won't be cheap, though.
Oh, it's not a case of the money. It's more getting a balance with the rest of the strain.
But his breeding potential alone,
to be honest, I'm not sure that any of them quite fit the bill. I'm going to have a think. Shall I pull?
Well, yeah, if you think it'll be ready. I mean, you know you like it strong.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe give another minute or two. Yeah. You going to eat that or just look at it?
No, I'll wait for the tea.
Okay. So, you and Justin.
What about us?
Everything all right, is it?
Absolutely fine.
Come on, Lillian, don't kid an old kidder.
No, really? Things couldn't be better.
You've not been yourself today and you weren't yourself last week. Something's up, isn't it? You'll feel better if you tell someone.
When he was in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason he went, he was to see Miranda, his ex.
Right.
He had to sort out his Scottish property holdings. She's getting them in the divorce.
Okay.
And to make it worse, they dined out with old friends and visited a relative of hers. He says he was just playing nice to smooth things through with her.
And do you believe that?
I want to. I think I probably do on balance, but what I can't get over is that he didn't trust me enough to tell me what he was planning.
Always the way. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
If it wasn't for Mandy Blabbermouth Beesborough, I'd probably never have known what was really going on.
So how'd you feel?
Furious. Stupid and disrespectful.
Yeah, sounds about right. And what's he said?
Ah, it's all innocent. He can't stand the woman. He didn't want to worry me.
Well, we've all been there.
And now he's tiptoeing round me on his best behaviour. I mean, it's so unlike him.
But he said sorry?
A dozen times. I just wish he'd have a proper row with me so we can get it out the way and move on.
He can't win, can he?
What do you mean?
Well, that poor bloke's made a mistake and now he's trying to make up for it.
Yes, but
if it had been me, and you knocked me back like that, I'd have soon told you where to get off.
No, you see, that's exactly...
What?
No, nothing.
Exactly what?
I think the tea's probably ready now, don't you?
Robert, don't forget, you've got to write your letter to the parish council.
I was just about to start it, Lily.
Because the notice is up on the village green, asking for expressions of interest.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know, we were talking about the Christmas show.
Oh, I'm still not sure. I've so enjoyed having more time for my reading.
How are Oscar and Lucinda?
Oh, I finished that. I'm in the company of William Boot now.
Sorry?
Scoop, Evelyn Waugh, an excoriating example of plus ça change, if ever there was one.
Right, well, I was wondering about Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty? Well, we haven't done it for a while.
It's a good range of parts. At least everyone knows the story, unlike Mother Goose.
Worth considering, I suppose.
Yeah, I thought so. Do you need anything in town?
Are you going in?
Well, the PC letter isn't going to take me long. I'll email it to Jim. But then I need to get a present for our Oscar. And post it, too, given that his birthday's on Thursday.
Well, be careful where you leave the car.
It's Borchester, Lindy, not Baltimore.
Nonetheless, we've had suspicious characters hanging around the car park at Grey Gables. A guest had their car maliciously scratched.
What, keyed?
Roy's having to review the CCTV every day, on top of dealing with Joey's departure. Well, perhaps that's something you'll be able to address when you're on the parish council.
Quite possibly, but in the meantime, I promise I'll be careful.
Mr. Hodge runs this place all by himself.
Shula, no one would work for him, even if he wanted them. He always knows better. He'd do these tests himself if he could.
You could tell he wasn't pleased to see me.
Well, with his stock being so outlying, we need an extra pair of hands. And with Denise calling in sick...
Such bad timing.
Oh, you're telling me. So, thanks for standing in. Were you able to offload your lesson?
Joanne's taking it. But there's still so many things I need to sort out for the ball.
Can't you delegate more of that? There's a lot of expertise on the committee.
Oh, they are a bit set in their ways. I don't want just the same old, same old. Take the music, for example. Oh. Oh, it's your father. Hello, Jim. Hold on. Alistair's here. I'll put you on speaker.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Dad.
I wanted to confirm. Is it this evening I'm coming to dinner?
If that's still all right for you.
Oh, yes.
It's just informal.
Suits me. I'm informality personified. Should I bring anything?
Perhaps a bottle of red.
I can do that.
Was that it?
Yes, just checking.
Okay, Dad. See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye. This singing group I've got should shake things up a bit.
Oh, which one did you go for?
The all-girl group. That 40 star's all the rage now. But I still haven't settled on the main band.
Could we get the first one in the crush, please?
Yep. I thought Lillian might have some thoughts. Oh, in you go. You know, she's always up for a boogie. I spoke to her at the weekend, but she wasn't very helpful.
Okay, you take the clipboard. I'll shout out the ear tag number and the skin measurements, and you jot them down in the boxes.
Fine.
First one will be the avian, and the second one the bovine.
Righto.
So, this is number 827.
827. It's trying to please the oldies and the youngsters. That's the trouble. They're the hunt's future, after all.
Five and six.
Five, six. Freddie and Lily have been bombarding me with names. I've seen so many YouTube videos, my head's in a whirl.
Well, why don't you ask Fallon?
Oh, yes. She's booked lots of bands in her time, hasn't she? Thank you.
You're welcome, but can we concentrate on this now? I'd like to get through a decent number before Terry Hodge gets back with the next lot.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hello.
Kira.
This ain't Kira.
Isn't it?
Kira's six.
So...
This is Poppy. Ah. Willa Nick's daughter.
I see.
I collected her from nursery today because Nick's at the ball.
Really?
Talking to Kenton and Jolene about going back to work there.
I see. Well, that's nice of you. Hello, Poppy. Bit shy.
Not surprised, seeing as you thought she was Kira.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. So, we appear to be rivals.
Yeah, looks like it, Robert.
Well, it's quite unintentional on my part. I thought I was the only one in the frame. I didn't realise they'd approached you as well.
They didn't. I volunteered.
Did you?
Well, not that I'm bothered. If they want to choose you, it's no skin off my nose.
No, well, Linda tells me it shouldn't be a drawn-out process. The PC simply assess any expressions of interest and makes its decision.
Yeah, bet you got all the inside information from Linda.
As long as you know it's nothing personal.
Seven, six.
Seven, six. Well, you can't wear that old DJ of yours.
What's wrong with it?
The stain from Perry's Bloody Mary last year.
I had it clean.
And it never quite came out.
Oh.
We're going to be on show,
darling.
All
right, all right. I'll buy a new one.
And get it tailored so it looks really good on you.
If necessary.
Come on, girl. Come on, don't be shy. Do you think Denise will be around to help you on Thursday?
I really don't know.
Because I'm sorry, but I really won't have any more time this week.
539.
539. And the way it's looking, you'll need to get a proper stand-in for Anisha, too.
I know. I'm on to it.
Are you?
Graham Tate.
Isn't he retired now?
Exactly. So he's available.
Well, he certainly knows horses.
And he's interested in helping out.
When?
As soon as possible, I hope.
Oh, sorry, Shola. We're about to close.
Oh, it's all right. I'm here to see Fallon. She is expecting me.
She's over at the shop, sorting out an order with Helen.
Oh.
Well, I don't think she'll be long.
All right. Thanks. I'll wait. You all right, Emma?
You know when you've got your heart set on something and you realise it ain't going to happen?
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Shula.
We're actually closing at 5.
Yes, I'm aware of that, Emma. I'm not in search of refreshment. I was hoping to have a word with you.
Me?
In private.
Was that for my benefit, Jim?
If you wouldn't mind.
Well, no, not at all. I'll tell Fallon I'm here.
Thank you.
I'll see you later, then.
Cheerio. So, have you got a moment, Emma?
Yeah, I suppose.
You may be aware of my work with the parish council.
I know you're on it, yeah.
Not an elected member, no. I'm the parish clerk.
What's that, then?
Well, the term originally derives from the Latin clericus, but perhaps now is not the time for a history lesson.
Good, because I'm working at the chicken factory tonight. I've got to go home and change.
I'll keep it brief, then. I'm a paid official working on behalf of the parish, so I'm aware of your application to be co-opted as a member of the parish council.
OK.
Now, as clerk, I have to be scrupulously neutral, of course, but I can't help being concerned that the mood amongst the existing members is to co-opt an alternative candidate, viz. One R. Snell, Esquire.
I knew it.
His is the only other application we've received to date. However, co-option is not the only option. Are you aware that if more than 10 people in the parish request an election, then one has to be called?
An election?
A ballot of all the electors in the village, not just the councillors.
Why are you telling me this?
Call it a sense of natural justice. I see no reason why the forces of reaction should be allowed to perpetuate the status quo through the undemocratic appointment of a so-called safe pair of hands. I don't want a stitch-up.
Oh.
So, 10 people?
That's not very many.
Indeed not. There's a form they'd have to sign.
And, how would someone get hold of this form?
It's funny you should say that.
Linda!
Chrysanth!
Ah, cutting them back, are you? I was thinking we needed to get round to that.
Did you get Oscar's present?
A build-your-own robot kit.
Oh, sounds perfect.
Wrapped, packed and dispatched.
Good. Now, I've had some news from...
Now, you go first.
Leonie rang while you were out.
Ooh.
She and James would like to stay with us over Christmas week.
They think they'll still be together then, do they?
Well, why would you think otherwise?
The blazing row they had in this very garden.
Oh, I'm sure that was just a bump in the road, Robert. Aren't you excited about the prospect of dear little Mungo spending a whole week with us?
Of course I am.
It does make me wonder about the Christmas show. Just as I was coming around to the idea of Sleeping Beauty.
Tricky one.
Anyway, what was your news?
Well, not news, really. I bumped into Emma Grundy in town.
Oh?
I must admit, it's made me wonder about the parish council. I mean, I was happy to go forward if it helped them out of a fix, but I get the impression Emma's actually rather keen to do it.
Mm, well, enthusiasm is all very well. It's not the only qualification, Robert.
I know,
do you
but...
honestly think Emma's got the experience to be a parish councillor?
She must think she's up for it.
It's truly admirable that you feel this way, you know.
Is it?
Oh, yes. And that empathy is just one of the many reasons why you are the perfect candidate. You can use your skills and experience to serve people like Emma, who with the best will in the world may not be able to represent their own interests effectively.
I could see your point, but...
I think you should leave it up to the parish council. They'll pick the best man for the job.
It was a heart attack her mother had, wasn't it?
Yes, and as of yesterday, she's still in hospital. It doesn't sound very promising, to be honest.
Poor Anisha.
You know she's going out with Rex Fairbrother?
I've seen them together.
Well, he's being a tower of strength, apparently, which is something.
You'll never believe... Oh... You're here already, Dad.
So it would appear. You were saying?
Oh, no, nothing.
Jim, would you mind laying the table in the dining room?
I thought we were eating in here.
No, it'll be nicer through there.
Oh, so not that informal then.
The cutlery's in the sideboard.
I know.
I've only just got around to opening the post. There's a letter from the RCVS.
Oh, what?
Mrs. Ramsay has made a formal complaint.
No, but there was nothing you could have done. The horse...
I know. I explained everything to her in great detail. If she wasn't happy, why didn't she raise it with me?
Oh, I don't know,
rather
Mister.
Than escalating it like this.
It's not going to bring Titan back, is it?
Now, on top of everything else, I'm going to have to find the time to put together a formal response.
Oh, no.
This is the last thing I need right now.
Good Lord. Matt?
Morning, Lillian. Hope it's not too early for you. Didn't wake you up, did I?
No, I'm just having breakfast.
Yeah, but breakfast, you mean a large pot of black coffee thick enough to surface a road?
You know me so well.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry about the short notice. Do you remember my mate Vince?
The sailing nut?
Yeah, that's it. Captain One Track Mind.
Yeah, well, what about him?
He's just been in touch. Him and his missus have got tickets for the Cheltenham Literature Festival, but they can't use them. Their daughter's not well.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I expect you still like a good read.
Well, yes.
So, I was wondering whether you fancy going.
I might. When is it?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, I said it was short notice. But I thought, if you've got nothing pressing on...
No. Well, I mean, I'm quite busy with Amside business, of course.
Of course. But surely there's nothing that couldn't wait.
Well, I mean, perhaps I could postpone my afternoon meeting.
So is that a yeah?
Why not?
OK, I'll ring him back. Probably best if we make our own way there. I can pick the tickets up from
this
place.
Oh, well, thanks for thinking of me. Yeah, I'll see you later then. Morning, Justin.
Morning.
That was Marcy. On the phone. She was wondering if I wanted to go to Cheltenham Festival today.
Cheltenham Festival?
Not horses, books.
Oh, I see. So...
Well, yes. Yeah. So I said, yeah.
Oh, jolly good. What are you going to see?
You know, she did say, but... Oh, you know, a mixed bag, various things.
Well, all right. But you will be back for supper.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
So, what do you think, Pip?
You're the grass expert.
Oh, come on, you know this pasture just as well as we do.
Well, I guess it's looking okay at the moment.
So, how much longer do you think we'll be able to leave them out?
Oh, you saw the plate meter readings. A couple of weeks, maybe?
Just a couple?
Well, maybe a bit longer. But it depends.
Well, I was thinking the end of the month, at least.
Well, there you are, then. I said you know more about it than me.
Pip, is there
Morning!
Some... Oh, hi, Adam.
Hello.
Look, I've got to get on. Sorry, Adam.
That's all right. Oh, grass is looking good.
That's what we thought.
Adam's come to talk about getting some cover crops in.
And if we could look ahead generally to the new season, David.
Yeah.
We are thinking of expanding the herd, actually.
Ah, which means that you'd want to switch some of the arable over to pasture.
Yeah, it would mean a bit less work for home farm, I'm afraid.
No, it makes sense, with the milk price having recovered so spectacularly.
Well, exactly.
We really want to make the most of it.
Of course you do, Ruth. I'd probably be thinking the same way if I was in your boots.
Well, it's not set in stone yet, though. We do need to make sure Pip's on board with it.
She's the future of this place, so she'd be absolutely key.
I'd imagine she'd be well up for it, wouldn't she?
Well, we're not so sure. You know, she had that kick in the face when she was doing the contract milking.
Yes.
You know, the bruises will go with time, but it's her mood, isn't it, love?
She didn't quite seem herself just now.
She hasn't gone back to agency work, which we're actually perfectly happy about. But she hasn't really shown much enthusiasm for our herd either.
Yeah. She was so committed when she gave up that job with Webster's, but all that energy just seems to have fizzled out somehow.
Is she still living at Lower Loxley?
Yeah.
Well, at least Josh is still buzzing.
Despite that loader going missing.
Yeah, doesn't seem to have stopped him much. He's ordered a flash new car.
Has he indeed?
Yeah, expects to take delivery any day now, as he keeps reminding us.
Well, he's certainly got some get up and go.
I just wish some of it had rub off on Pip.
I'm sorry to bother you on your day off.
No, that's all right. I'm always happy to help. So, a special meal, you said?
Yes, she's out today with a girlfriend, and I thought it would be nice if I could have something waiting for her when she gets back.
Well, that's thoughtful.
Well, I want to spoil her a bit, you know, make something really special. But I must confess to not being much of a cook. So I'm looking for something impressive but still foolproof.
Okay. Well, how about lamb chops with a piquant salsa verde?
Sounds promising.
Just pan fry the chops, not too much, and keep them nice and pink inside, but it's the sauce that makes it special. Parsley, basil, capers.
Capers?
Anchovies, maybe. I mean, there are lots of recipes online. Just pick one you like the look of.
All right. Right.
But make sure the herbs are good and fresh. I mean, personally, I'd chop it all by hand, but if you're not particularly nifty with a knife, you can just chuck it all in a blender or food processor.
Oh, that sounds more my mark.
Yeah, but just don't blitz it too much.
Understood. And serve with?
Well, new potatoes and glazed carrots. That would make a lovely, colourful plateful.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
That all sound good?
Oh, yes, quite doable. I just hope she likes it.
Well, I'm sure she will. I mean, at the very least, she'll appreciate the thought and effort.
Yes.
What's for lunch, then? Oh, hi, Justin.
Hello. I'd better leave you to it. I'll see myself out.
Well, don't let me interrupt.
No, I've got some internet searching to do and a shopping list to write. Capers. Thank you again, Ian.
Not a problem. Oh. The best to look with.
Is he all right?
I'm not sure. I mean, I could be wrong, but I got the feeling things with Lillian might be a bit tricky again. Are you sure Matt's off the scene now?
She assured me he was. She wouldn't lie to me about something like that.
Well, something's making him unhappy.
Just a blip, I expect.
Yeah, maybe.
How's your morning been anyway?
Oh, well, yeah, quite productive. Kathy emailed over the ad for the restaurant manager, 3-month contract.
Uh-huh. Are you still hoping you can get that chap?
Thierry?
Yeah, when he finishes at La Femme du Monde.
Fingers crossed. So, I mean, if we can just plug the gap until after Christmas, I'll be a much happier bunny.
But you're not meant to be working today.
No, don't worry. I've got on with the research as well. I've contacted a couple of clinics about a donor egg.
Ah, great.
Yeah, got a bit more of a feel for the process. I mean, once we've selected the right one, we book an appointment.
Okay.
There's a battery of health checks for the genetic father, and they offer counselling too.
Counselling?
Yeah. I mean, it's a routine thing.
Right.
And on the search for a surrogate, I've been chatting to 3 women, including Karina, who I showed you.
She was the Bristol one?
Yeah, she seemed really interested.
Ah. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So, a really good morning.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, I always knew art dealers were chances. I didn't know it'd been going on that long.
It's such character.
Yeah, we struck lucky there. Thanks, Vince.
More your sort of thing than the walking man.
Yeah, maybe, Lillian. No, he was good in his way, though. I could tell you enjoyed him.
Yeah, I did. Do you still like to read biographies, Matt? The powerful and the famous.
Oh, the infamous sometimes too. And I expect you've got some racy novel on the go at the moment?
Always. anyway, what's next?
The China thing. 3:30. Fancy a quick drink first?
Perfect.
Good. I was going to remind you about that.
Well, it's just a temporary lash-up. I'll have to get another section of pipe next time I'm in Borchester.
Oh, Pip?
Yeah?
You all right?
Yeah? Why wouldn't I be?
No reason.
Cows are still milking well, aren't they?
Yeah, not bad.
We were saying, given the milk price, we want to extend the lactation curve as far as we can.
Until we dry them off, yeah.
Yeah, and with things being so profitable, There's really no need for you to be looking for any agency work at the moment.
No, I'm not.
And maybe you could come home now.
Well, not temp work, anyway.
Sorry?
They did offer me a permanent job.
Who did?
The agency. A senior herds person for a 500 cow herd.
Where?
Somerset, near Yeovil. Good money, too.
Yep.
Oh, don't look so shocked, you two. I turned it down.
Oh, very pleased to hear it.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
Come and see us in the house before you finish for the day, won't you?
Yeah, maybe. I'll see how it goes.
David.
I know. She might have turned that one down, but what if she gets an even better offer?
She's got no boyfriend here. She's not living at home. She's not really engaged with the herd. What's to keep her here?
Well, if we're not careful, someone's going to poach her.
I think my car's down this way.
Okay.
That was such an interesting day. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it too.
And thank Vince for me, won't you?
Yeah, we'll do.
And I hope his daughter's all right.
I'll pass that on.
Good.
Lillian?
Yeah?
Do you have to rush back?
well...
It seems a waste, all the nice restaurants there are around here. How about a spot of dinner first?
Well, I did tell Justin I'd be home for supper.
OK. Well, fair enough, then.
But no, I mean, as long as I rang him, let him know.
OK, then. There's a great place in Suffolk Road, I think it is. I'll get the guidebook from the car.
All right.
Lillian, have you had a good day?
Lovely, thank you. Very inspiring.
So, are you on your way?
Justin, it's been a very full day and I'm quite hungry. So, Marcy and I are going to have a bite to eat before heading home.
You're going to eat in Cheltenham?
So just have supper on your own.
Right. You said you'd be home for supper.
Yeah, I know, but, well, Marcy's been having a bit of a tricky time at home and I think she needs some TLC.
And you couldn't have given her that during the day?
I just think it would be nice. You do understand, don't you? I won't be terribly late.
No. You be as late as you like. It's fine.
All right. Well, see you then.
Yeah. Bye.
As soon as I arrived at Bridge Farm, Emma shot out of the tea room with some sort of petition she wanted my signature on.
Oh, did you get the venison thing sorted out?
Oh, yeah. No problem. So, yeah, it was asking for the parish council to hold an election.
And did you sign?
As I told her, as long as I don't have to stand for office, I'll sign anything.
Oh, you know Karina?
Yeah.
Yeah, she messaged me back.
Really?
Yeah. She sounds really nice.
Great. The other thing, Ian, while I was at Bridge Farm, I got talking to Helen.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the long and the short of it is that I'm going to be looking after Henry for a couple of hours.
You are?
Yeah, Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Well, that'll be a first, won't it? You and Henry, one-on-one?
I suppose, but, well, you know, Helen was in a bit of a fix and she'd been helpful over the venison, so... Anyway, what did Karina have to say for herself?
I'm home.
Ah, yes.
All right, Justin?
Yes, perfectly, thank you. Good dinner?
Yes, very pleasant, thank you.
Good.
And you?
Well, I wasn't really very hungry, Lillian.
No, I meant, how was your evening?
Oh, you know, quiet.
Well, it's been quite a busy day.
Yes, you said.
I think I'll have an early night.
Oh, all right. Shall I?
No. No, I'll see you in the morning.
Oh.
Good night.
Sleep well.
Mum, can you just leave it? You'd think your grandmother would understand. Mm. I mean, she's a mum herself. The whole point of you staying longer is so we can restore our mother-daughter bond. Isn't it? Nolatando.
What?
After we'd been separated, you wanted to regenerate our connection, didn't you?
Well...
She just doesn't get it. Going on and on about...
Mum, I'm trying to watch this.
Yes. I've been meaning to talk to you about this channel. I'm not very happy about the images of women it portrays. I mean, look at her.
She looks hot, Nick.
I'm not saying women don't have a right to be sexually liberated.
Mum!
But you have to be aware of the patriarchal conditioning that you've been subjected to.
I just like the music.
Of course. So do I. I mean, I like a lot of cool music. I just think that while you're here, you should open yourself up to a wider realm of experience.
I told you, I don't want to do any of your classes.
No. Well, maybe you'll change your mind on that.
I won't.
But for now... I know. Let's pop over to Lower Loxley. There's all sorts of art and history there.
I'm all right.
Just for an hour or so.
Mum!
There'll still be plenty of time to watch this when we get back.
Art and history's boring.
What about your cousins?
What about them?
Lily and Freddie, they're about your age. You could at least get to know them a bit better.
And how old are they?
17.
Fine, just for an hour.
Mm.
just nipping...
Hang on a second, Sheila. Right. Sorry.
Is that your reply to the college?
At least now Graham's on board, I've got a bit more time to get on with it.
I've got a problem with the vodka luge.
The what?
For the ball. The firm's messing me around on the delivery time. It's ice, for goodness sake. If it comes too early, it won't last the whole night.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm popping over to Elizabeth, see if she's got an alternative supplier.
Can't you just ring her?
Well, there's a few other things I want to pick her brains on, too. It'll be easier face to face.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, you haven't seen Roberta, have you?
No.
Where has the blessed girl got to?
Don't ask me. Oh. It's Sal Blake down.
I'll be back by 5.
Okay. Sal, what can I do for you?
So you remember your cousins, don't you? Freddie and Lily.
Hey.
Hi, Nolly.
Oh, no, it's not Nolly anymore. It's not a Tando.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
And when you say cousins, we're not direct cousins, are we?
Well, second cousins, then?
No, you're our second cousin, Kate.
Am I?
You share your great-great-grandparents with us, Nolitando, Dan and Doris. So that makes our second cousins once removed.
If you say so.
I find that stuff so completely baffling. Total brain melt.
Anyway, sit down, make yourselves comfortable.
Thanks. So, do you really own this whole place?
Mad, isn't it?
Not just this apartment, but all those posh rooms. Mm-hmm.
And the grounds.
Wow.
It's really not all it's cracked up to be. There's always something falling down, and we have to let the public in to pay the bills.
But it has its compensations.
We had a music festival here a few years ago.
That's so cool.
Mm. Anyway, Nolitando, tell us about your life in Durban.
Not much to tell, really. It's pretty boring.
Mm, hasn't it got great beaches, though?
Mm. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, Nolitando surf. She's ever so good.
Mum.
Do you? I'd love to learn to surf.
No, it's not that hard, really.
The thing I miss about South Africa is the vibrancy. I've tried to bring a touch of that back to Ambridge.
Mm, and what about the ANC, Nolitando?
The ANC?
Well, who do you think's likely to win the leadership election?
I don't know. Politics isn't really my thing. Mm.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Auntie Sheila.
Nolitando, it's nice to see you again. How are you getting on?
I'm all right, thanks.
That's good. I'm looking for Elizabeth.
She's around somewhere.
I've got a few questions about the Hunt Ball.
Hunt Ball?
Well, it's a sort of dinner and dance. Live music, a DJ. Everyone dresses up. It's to raise money for the South Borsetshire. The local hunt.
Oh.
Shula's just become one of the hunt's joint masters.
Oh, that sounds very important.
And you know what I feel about that.
Yes, Kate. You've made your feelings very clear on numerous occasions. Ah, Elizabeth, excuse me.
So when is this hunt ball?
The 29th.
Of October?
Yes.
Oh, sounds awesome. Can I go?
What?
I could wear the dress I bought in London.
The hunt ball? No way.
You're a busy boy.
Ah, well spotted, Pip. How do you do it?
Yeah, I got a little clue from you banging on about how rushed you are with the Christmas orders.
It's intense. I've had to ask Kenton and Jolene to reduce my hours so I can concentrate on production.
Well, what did they say?
Yeah, they understood. And having invested in the business, it makes sense. I'm worth more to them as a distiller than a barman.
Yeah, I guess.
They said someone who worked for them a while back might be able to take up the slack.
Well, that's great.
So, what do I owe the pleasure? You're not volunteering to do the labelling, are you?
No.
Oh, shame.
But I did suspect that, being so busy, you might not be looking after yourself properly. Have you had lunch today?
Lunch? What's that?
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm surviving on chocolate and Red Bull.
Very healthy.
What are you, my mum?
No, but I have brought you some food.
What?
Roast beef sandwich with lettuce and tomato.
Oh, you legend.
And some banana bread.
Awesome.
You need to be careful. But if you make yourself ill, who's going to do all this work?
I know. I usually get a decent supper at the bungalow, lots of Bert's homegrown veg. But honestly, I'm thriving on it.
Are you sure that's not the caffeine talking?
I started with a bonkers idea and a dodgy still.
Oh, please, don't remind me.
Who'd have thought I'd have come so far in just a year?
Literally... nobody.
So you can imagine how good it feels to prove them wrong. And this is the best thing. Once I've been paid for this lot, say in the new year, I'll be able to start repaying your loan.
Really?
I reckon. Yeah. Probably a grand at first.
Oh, that would be amazing. But, you know, see how you go, yeah?
Oh, no. It'll definitely happen.
So do you want this food, then?
Better go next door. Contamination, you know?
Oh, lead the way, O Master Distiller. Mm.
It's a great day out in the countryside.
Yeah, a great day victimising a defenceless animal.
You know we don't hunt foxes anymore, Kate.
Well, that's what you say.
And you don't even have to ride to be part of it. Lots of people follow on foot.
Oh, you should come to the opening meet, Nolita.
Oh, yeah. I can't listen to any more of this. I'm going to get a chamomile tea.
See you later. So, tell me about this dress.
Well, okay. It's sort of snakeskin pattern with a bit of shine to it.
Oh, how long?
About here.
And low cut, I suppose.
Yeah.
No, that won't do. Not for the hunt ball. You should get something long.
Lots of girls wear short, though.
Yes, but does she want to look like them? Or does she want to look classy?
Classy?
Look, if you want to fit in around here, Nolitando, I'd be happy to give you some tips. You've got a bit of an urban look at the moment. Bit of a fish out of water. Oh, we could go shopping together.
If that meant I'd end up looking like you, Lily, then thanks, but no thanks.
Ah. Oh. I see. Right, well, I've just remembered I've got some urgent biology homework. Excuse me.
Ladies!
Well done. No one ever gets the better of Lily.
Back home, I eat girls like her for breakfast.
Actually, talking of back home, I've been wanting to ask you, do you like Kwaito music?
Well, I prefer American R&B, really. Oh. But what do you know about Kwaito?
Not much, but I've liked what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. So, what artists should I be looking out for?
Alistair!
You're back, then?
Oh, I almost wish I hadn't gone. She's got me worried about the insurance for the bucking bronco now.
You know that call from Sal Blakedown?
Yes.
She wanted to know how it was that a horse died whilst under our care for a routine castration.
Titan.
I had to go through the whole business. The procedures we adopt, all the usual precautions, the actions we took when he crashed.
Oh, no, what a pain.
She took quite a bit of reassuring, Shula. I said, while it's tragic, it's not unknown. Although, of course, she reckons she's never come across such a case.
Were you able to reassure her, though?
I think so. What I want to know is how she found out about it.
Didn't she say?
I didn't ask her. It would have seemed like we had something to hide. I rang Mrs. Ramsey, but she didn't pick up.
You don't think she's spreading gossip, do you?
I really hope not.
Oh, dear.
And that wasn't the end of it. Sal's very unhappy about Graham standing in for Anisha.
Oh.
I tried to tell her he's got just as much experience, more if anything, but she just kept going on about personal relationships.
Personal relationships?
Basically, she meant she liked the cut of Anisha's jib, and now she's annoyed not to have her at her beck and call.
It's just temporary. Her mother's ill, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and it appears Sal's personal relationship with Anisha doesn't extend to being particularly interested in how her mum's doing.
Unpleasant woman.
Trouble is, she has a point. Anisha has been away a lot since we won that business. Mm. There was a limit to what I could say.
Well, I'm sure you did your best. Oh, just while I think about it, when might you be able to sort out a new dinner jacket?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Shula. Right now, a penguin outfit is the last thing on my mind.
This is so good.
Oh, I'm surprised you can taste it, eating at that speed.
Mm. Was it assembled by uniformed flunkies in the baronial kitchen at Lower Loxley?
No, I made it myself.
Well, it's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be there much longer. Well, we've only got one more booking at Rick Yard, half-term week. And I can't really justify living in luxury once the place is empty.
Elizabeth doesn't mind you being there, though.
No, she's been really nice about it. But, well, I don't want to take the mickey.
Well, up to you, I guess.
At least it'll give me a couple more weeks for this bruising to go.
It's looking fine.
I don't think so, Toby.
No, it's healing, really. Hey, is that why you didn't go to the pub quiz?
I didn't want to put people off their beer.
Don't be ridiculous. You look lovely, Pip.
Do I?
Seriously, you really don't need to worry about your appearance. Any bloke would be proud to spend time with you.
Including you?
Totally.
Well, I've enjoyed spending time with you.
Great.
Yeah, you're good fun when you're not being an idiot.
Thanks, I think.
Yeah, it reminded me of when we were together.
Yeah, we had some good times, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Toby.
Pip, what the hell are you doing?
Sorry.
F-
For God's sake!
Well, I thought
you can't treat me like this!
I'm sorry.
I've only just got over you.
Yeah.
If you're feeling horny, you should go on Tinder or something.
Yeah.
Not mess me about.
No, I just got it wrong.
Too right you did.
I think I'd better go.
Yes, I think you better had.
It wasn't a special birthday. We just had a family meal at the Bull. It was very nice, though.
That's good.
Of course, we're all very excited about Emma getting into politics.
Getting into... Oh, you mean the parish council, Susan, yeah?
No, she's got all her signatures now.
Yeah, I know. We all signed it. And Nick went round the mums at the school bus stop. Oh, to be honest, I do worry about Emma fitting it in on top of everything else.
Talking about fitting everything in. Have you noticed how behind things are getting here?
I have.
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it? What with having to make kefir on top of the regular yoghurt and ice cream.
And coming so soon after taking on the harvesting in the polytunnels. Still... What can you do, eh?
Oh, poor bloke's really stressed out.
I'm not surprised, Tom.
Once Joey left, they've been a bit unlucky with the agency staff they've had in to cover.
What is it with these restaurant managers?
So Roy's doing the maitre d'ing at mealtimes and then having to fit his usual work around it.
Mm. Is she still in touch with that Bulgarian woman?
Lexi?
Hmm.
Oh, yes. They try and Skype each other most days.
Aww.
I get the impression it's the only thing keeping him sane at the moment.
Oh, come here, Henry. You've done the buttons up wrong.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. Look. See, you've got a spare button at the top and a spare button hole at the bottom. Right, let's sort it out for you.
I can do it!
No, no, it's all right.
Mommy!
Still!
We've all done it, Henry. Usually first thing in the morning when it's pitch black and freezing cold. So, yeah, Helen, at least they've got an advert out now. Hopefully they should be interviewing in a couple of weeks.
Oh, they'll be looking for someone who can start right away, then.
Roy just needs to hang in there for a bit longer.
Come in!
Afternoon.
Oh, Adam, come in.
Thanks. Hi, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Henry.
Hello.
All ready for our outing, then?
Yeah, all sorted.
I could have done it.
Could have done it, darling.
Ian's day off, is it?
No, that was Tuesday.
Oh, I assumed
No, Adam kindly said he'd take Henry for a couple of hours after school today. Wasn't that nice of him?
On your own?
Yes.
In work time?
Well, the maze is in now, so the pressure's off a bit. And the hours I put in last week, I owed a bit of time off.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm sure you're both going to have lots of fun. Right, off you go then.
I thought we'd go to the playground. How about that?
The little playground.
He means by the village hall.
Yes.
It's boring.
Henry.
That's a bit unusual, isn't it? I know Ian often takes in places.
Well, it's all to do with this surrogacy thing. Ian's really pushing ahead on finding an egg and a host mother and, well, Adam's right behind it, of course. But he can't help being nervous.
Well, he is pretty old to be taking on a baby.
It's not so much the baby stage. He knows that's going to be hard, but it's only for a relatively short while. It's more what comes after that.
Yeah, I worried about that.
Oh, I know you did. But at least you'd seen lots of Henry. Adam's got to the age of 50 without having had that much to do with small children.
So?
So he asked if maybe he could spend some time with Henry. Give me a chance to catch up. I need to check things on the dairy next.
Okay, I see why he might ask. But don't you think Henry might be a bit of a challenge?
What do you mean?
Just because Adam's not used to him, I mean.
Well, what else could he do? He could hardly go up to a stranger and ask to borrow their child, could he?
No, no, I take your point.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Henry's no trouble.
Hmm.
What's the worst that can happen?
Adam could be put off children for life.
Yes, well, as you can see, Helen, we're flat out.
But you haven't even started on the black currant yet.
Oh, no way. And then there's the papaya to do after that, isn't there?
Yes, we're a bit behind on the ice cream as well.
Oh, you're not, are you? Oh.
And we've had no time at all for the veg harvesting today.
But don't you worry, Helen. It'll all get done eventually. Yeah.
But there are orders we need to get in the van tomorrow.
Oh,
excuse me. Need to drain the grains from the kefir. Can you pop the filter on the basin, Clara?
No problem, Susan.
Thank you. The timing's got to be just right. Don't want it fermenting too long or it goes really sour.
Do you remember the first stuff Tom made us try? Yucky.
But if you keep it quite short, it comes out like a creamy, mild-tasting drinking yogurt.
Yes, but what about the... to it,
oh, yeah, but it's a question of just how long exactly we want to do the fermentation. So the flavour's not too subtle, but not too sour. Right.
Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh, yes, very good. So you see all these jars here, Helen? Yeah. Well, each one's going to ferment 1 hour longer than the next, between 24 and 36 hours. And I'm plotting a graph with the hours along the bottom and the taste at the side.
This is all very impressive.
Of course, it's only my personal judgement, but it should give a good idea.
What about our regular products?
Oh, it'll all get done, don't you worry.
Yes, you keep saying that. But when?
Here we are then, Henry. What do you think?
I like the big park better with the spaceship.
Ah, oh, yes, but that's in Borchester, Henry. I wanted to stay a bit closer to your home in case... well, in case of things. Look, how about a game of cricket?
Cricket hurts.
Well, it doesn't have to. See? A nice softball. Not like the one that, well, like you used to use, is it? And a plastic bat. Not a nasty wooden one. So, what do you say?
All right, then.
Good lad. Now, I'll just set the stumps up.
Oh, cricket. Well, this looks fun.
Yeah.
Did you buy that cricket set especially?
Yeah.
Nice. I just bumped into Harrison in the village shop. Says he's ordered the women's changing room. Sort of cabin thing.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah. Auntie Chris coughed up the money, so he thought he might as well get on with it. I was wondering, actually, now we'll have proper facilities, if we might persuade Pip to join up.
Well, I was talking to David and Ruth about her yesterday. I'd leave it for a bit. Time might not be right.
Right. Okay, no sweat. Right, well, sorry I can't stay and play. See you later, Henry.
Bye.
Right, would you like to bat or bowl first?
Bat.
Okay, take your stance.
Actually, that's very good, Henry. You comfy there?
Yep.
Right, keep your eye on the ball.
I will. Yes.
Well done. Brilliant shot.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, very good. Do you think it's still a bit on the mild side, though?
Possibly. But we both liked it, didn't we, Clary?
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Oh, you're back then.
Oh, so here's the graph. This one is 28 hours fermentation. I reckon we're starting to get into the bracket.
Very interesting.
And I flavoured this one with some of our strawberry.
Excellent.
But before you taste that, Tom, could I have a word, please?
Sure. I won't be long, but this is really good, Susan.
Oh. In the storeroom.
It's just the sort of dedication and attention to detail the new product needs. Oh, Susan and Clary are really getting on board with the kefir, aren't they?
Yeah. And while they are, everything else is going to pot.
What do you mean?
Do you realise how far behind everything is, Tom? I've got a delivery to do tomorrow, and the way it's looking, I'm going to be fobbing Underwoods off with just natural and strawberry. And no ice cream whatsoever.
I didn't realise. When I asked, they seemed confident it would all get done.
I just wish people would stop saying that. They've quite clearly been spending far too much time on your blessed kefir.
Hey.
At the expense of actual products, which we actually sell, and which there's an actual demand
There'll
for.
There'll be a demand for kefir once we've
got it. No, I can't ask Mum to pick up the slack. She and Dad are meant to be retired. And I'm too busy with the shop and the cheese to spend all my time on yoghurt production while those two play fun with fermentation.
Well, maybe I could do some.
Yeah, when? Exactly. You're about to head off to Bulgaria.
Not Bulgaria, Belarus and Georgia and Germany.
I don't care if it's Jupiter and Alpha Centauri. The point is you won't be here.
Unity
to do something about it, and you need to do it now.
All right.
Ooh. Okay. This whole business is going to fall apart around our ears.
I'll have a word with them straight away.
Oh! Have you seen the thermometer, Susan?
Oh, yes, just there on the table.
Oh, yes, silly me.
Clary, Susan, can I have your attention for just a minute?
Oh, as long as it's quick, Tom. We are very busy.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate everything you've been doing lately with the kefir and so on. But I do wonder if it's put a bit of a burden on you at an already difficult time.
Oh, we don't mind extra responsibilities, do we, Clary?
Of course not.
But naturally, we're used to working at a certain pace. And when things change...
Exactly. So, to reflect the increased workload, I think we ought to increase your hourly rate while you're making the kefir as well as doing the other jobs.
Oh, how very unexpected.
That's very good of you.
And you and Helen aren't to worry. With the right level of added motivation, I'm sure we'll be able to get the yoghurt, the ice cream and the veg all sorted. Don't you think so, Clary?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, I'll just go and do some calculations then.
Mummy! Oh, they're back. Can I leave you to it?
No problem. We'll crack on with the black currant, eh, Susan?
Good idea.
Thank you. Hey, how did it go?
I hit a six.
You play cricket?
Yes, but, shall we say a bit more age-appropriately than his previous experience.
I see. And did it work out okay?
Well, I think so.
Can I play with Adam again sometime?
Oh, well, if Adam would like to.
Well, yes, I would, actually.
Great.
Well, that all worked out in the end, didn't it?
I gotta take my hat off to you, Susan. Weren't sure about what you were planning at first, but you really come up trumps. Well done.
Oh, it was nothing. It's the first rule of management, you see, Clary. Manage upwards.
Ruby! 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 Oh, Ruby, where have you got to?
Ah, Lillian, I was thinking I might try to get a round of golf in today, as long as that didn't... Lillian?
Have you seen Ruby?
Well, not recently, no.
The window cleaner came in to get his money. He left the back door open, and I can't find her anywhere.
Oh, Ruby! Ruby, here go! Ruby!
I should have known something awful was going to happen.
What on earth do you mean?
The date.
Oh, I didn't think you believed in that sort of thing.
I don't, Justin, until there's a reason to.
Ruby! Ruby, Ruby, here go!
Ruby!
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 You can see how the dressing's tightened.
Yes.
Oh, let's get it off her. This should have been a very simple case. The original wound was clean, not too deep. The dressing had been changed when I specified.
I just wish I'd checked.
What did Roberta say?
She thought it looked okay.
From the outside, maybe. It's okay, Bagel. Yeah, as I thought. Pressure sore. Worse than a barbed wire cut and completely unnecessary.
Oh, that girl. Is it serious?
Well, it's not disastrous. At least we got to it relatively early. A very light dressing, changed twice a day, and some anti-inflammatories. Should clear up in a week or two.
Extra work, though.
And if I were you, I wouldn't let Roberta anywhere near her.
Oh, don't worry. She and I are going to have words. It's not the first time we've had trouble with that young lady. Joanne's been moaning about it for weeks.
I'll go and get the dressings and the tablets.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, don't worry, Bagel. We'll soon have you right as rain.
Hello? Anyone about?
Who's that?
Philip Moss. He's come to extend the hard standing by the Manege.
Okay. Well, I'll get this done, then I need to crack on.
Oh, all right.
Sheila's in here.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. Sure. Morning.
Hello, Philip.
Ready for me to get on with this job?
Yes, we've closed the door on that side, and I've told everyone to keep away from the area.
I'll cordon it off with cones and tape as well. Don't want one of your precious horses getting stuck in concrete, do we?
Oh, excuse me.
No problem. I'll get the van round there.
Lillian, hello.
Shula, I don't suppose you've seen Ruby, have you?
Oh, no. Why? Has she gone missing?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear.
Justin's combing the village and I'm ringing round everyone I can think of.
Oh, how worrying for you.
Could you ask people to keep a lookout while they're riding?
Yes, of course I will. I'm sure someone will see her.
I just hope she hasn't been dog-napped.
Hello there. I know you, don't I? Ruby? Hey, Ruby, here you go. Come on. That's it. Come here. There we go. You are a long way from the Dower House, aren't you? Up you come. What are we going to do with you, then, eh?
Alistair, you all right, mate?
Sorry?
Earlier when I arrived, you had a bit of a trouble look about you. Still do, if you don't mind my saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Philip. Was I a bit rude?
No, you just seemed like a bloke with a lot on his mind.
Well, you've got that right.
And I'm a builder, not a milliner. Doesn't do to be oversensitive in my game.
It's just been one hell of a week.
Uh-huh.
My partner's been called away to deal with a family emergency, and just as I managed to arrange cover, well, let's just say I've had some trouble with a couple of difficult clients.
Ah, clients. My job would be perfect if it wasn't for them. Present company accepted, of course.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Look, I'm at a bit of a loose end now until this concrete's gone off, so I'm thinking of heading up the pub for some lunch. You want to join me?
Oh, it's tempting, but I really have got a lot on.
You've got to eat, though. You won't be any good to those pesky clients if you don't keep your strength up. And it'd be nice for me to have a bit of company.
Go on, then. But it'll have to be just a quick sandwich.
Good decision.
All right, Ruby, walkies in a bit.
Oh, Ruby, there you are. There's my girl. What on earth do you think you're doing?
What's you on about?
This is my dog, Mr. Crawford.
Actually, I gave her to Lillian.
Yes, anonymously, as I recall.
Well, never heard of doing good by stealth, Justin.
Ha. Stealth you may be familiar with. Doing good, I very much doubt. And whether you were the donor or not, it doesn't give you the right to abduct her.
Hold on a minute. I was strolling along, minding my own business, when I saw Ruby running around. It's just as well she knows me a bit, because I was able to persuade her to come to me.
Oh, you expect me to believe that?
If I was going to steal her, I'd hardly bring her into your local, would I?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I just popped in here to borrow a bit of string or something to use as a lead. And then I was going to walk her down to the Dower House. Jolene's out the back right now looking for something suitable. You can ask if you don't believe me.
Oh, there's no need for that. There's a girl. I've got a lead here.
Yeah, that don't surprise me.
Give her to me, please.
Here you are, Ruby.
Oh,
nice meeting you again.
Girl. Yeah. It's all right, Ruby. There. You're safe now. There.
You should be thanking me, you know. If I hadn't found her, you could have been scraping her off the road right now.
And you know that laminate adhesive?
Not really.
Well, take it from me. Once it's down, it's really down. And we were literally laying the last board when she told us she didn't like it that way. She wanted them running the other way.
She didn't.
I'm not often speechless, but I was that day, I can tell you.
Well, what did you do?
Ripped it up and laid a whole new floor.
Oh.
Talk about more money than sense.
Incredible. I think I'll complain a bit less about being a vet in future.
Oh, some people, eh?
I'm sorry, Philip. I have to go. Got a really important letter to finish off.
No worries, I'm nearly done myself.
But we must do this again sometime.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I think I'll go out this way. Someone over there I'd rather not bump into.
Ugh.
Where did you find her?
Oh, just by the bull.
Are you sure she's all right?
Absolutely, not a mark on her. Just as affectionate as ever.
Oh, thank goodness.
In fact, I think she rather enjoyed her little adventure.
Oh, I bet she did them. She gave me such a turn.
Oh, me too, Lillian. But all's well that ends well.
So you're coming straight home?
Yes, we'll walk back now.
All right, we'll see you both soon.
Okay, bye. Well, Ruby, someone's going to be very happy to see you safe and sound.
Oh, you're still here then?
Yes, just giving Lillian the good news. Not that it's any business of yours. Come on, Ruby.
You're doing it wrong, you know, Justin.
Doing what wrong?
If you've got a lively, beautiful creature, that's your instinct, isn't it? Tie them up. Keep them on the leash.
I beg your pardon?
Don't work, you know.
Now, look here, Crawford.
You've got to give them their liberty or they'll turn on you.
How dare you?
You can't make a free spirit loyal by keeping her in a cage.
Now, I don't need lectures from you on my private life.
Private life? What are you talking about?
You know very well.
I'm just offering some dog handling advice, a friendly bit of help, that's
all. No, I don't need your help, I don't need your opinions, and I don't need your advice on anything.
Well, steady on, chap. All I'm saying is, sooner or later, they're going to give you the slip. And if you're not careful, someone will be strolling around, minding his own business, just ready to scoop him up and look
That's
after
That's enough, you piece of
what? What, you want some, dear? Come on, then.
Justin, your disgusting innuendos. Why didn't you just get back in the gutter where you were?
I'll tell you any time, mate.
Justin, stop it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I've had enough.
Whew. You all right?
Yeah. No thanks to this madman. All I did was find his dog. And this is how he thanks me.
I don't quite know how he does it. If he ever gives up the building trade, he could make a good living as a therapist.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling a bit better.
Oh, and hot news from the Bull.
What's that?
There's going to be a parish council election.
I didn't think we would do one for a while.
Just for the seat that Oliver vacated. Called by popular demand, apparently. That must be a first. Don't you think? Shula?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I've just had a rather difficult talk with Roberta.
Ah.
And I've told her we don't need her anymore.
Well, I think that's the right decision.
Yeah, so do I. But it wasn't an easy conversation.
No, I can imagine.
Right, it's looking fine. Should be ready to walk on tomorrow.
Oh, including horses?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Try to keep it a bit moist over the next few weeks if you want it to get to full strength.
Oh, we will.
I'll take the shuttering away now, but no dancing on it until the morning.
Dancing? Oh, I'm sorry, Philip.
Shula?
I haven't sent you an invitation to the Hunt Ball, have I? And after you came to our rescue at the kennels, I do hope you can come. The 29th?
Well, that's very kind of you.
And a plus one, of course.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right. Well, I'll be off then.
Thanks again.
Bye.
See you, Philip.
Bye-bye.
He's happy.
Yes. And how are we?
Well, getting there, I hope.
It's not been an easy week, has it?
No. But Graham's in post. You've ditched Roberta.
And sorted the insurance for the bucking bronco.
My letter's ready to send to the college.
Let's hope from now on we'll be back on an even keel.
Oh, you gave us such a fright, you naughty dog. Yes, you did. Yeah, you'll never, ever do anything like that to us ever again. And your master's all ruffled and red-faced from chasing you around, you scamp. Oh, thank you so much, Justin. You must have walked miles.
No, that's all right. I'm just glad we got her back safely.
Yeah.
Lillian.
Yeah?
I have something I need to say to you.
Do you? What about?
Edinburgh. I'm not going to apologise any more about seeing Miranda there. It was purely business. It was necessary for the divorce. And I was only acting for what I thought was the best in keeping it from you. Now, I accept that I may have made an error of judgment in that one regard. But I was genuinely trying to protect you from distress.
I know you didn't mean to hurt me.
But what I will not accept is any doubt about my fidelity. At all times in Edinburgh, in fact, at all times since our relationship began, I have been completely faithful to you. Because I feel so strongly for you that I have never had the need nor the desire to do otherwise.
Oh, Justin.
That is the honest truth, as plainly as I can state it. And if you still can't trust me, then that's your problem and you must find a way of dealing with it.
No. No, I do trust you.
And there's one other thing. I refuse to sleep in the spare room in my own house anymore. Tonight, I shall be sleeping in the master bedroom. You can make your own choice about where you'll be.
Oh, Justin, don't you worry. I know exactly where I'm going to sleep tonight.
podcast from the BBC.
Can you be clear about when you first realised Becky was out of sight?
I'm John McGregor, and I am the writer of The Reservoir Tapes.
Tell me about that morning.
These are a series of stories where the listener needs to do some of the imaginative work. It's not even so much that it's a whodunit, it's more of a whodunwhat.
She's 13, they said. Her name's Becky.
I wanted this to be about what happens when you genuinely don't know.
They said any detail could be vital, but how would you know? Would it be some piece of clothing, like a lost glove on a railing, or like a hairband in the gutter?
An interviewer has gone around, talked to the people in the village about the disappearance of the girl and about their lives in the village in the weeks and months leading up to her disappearance.
She could leave Will. That was something that could happen. She could have this feeling again.
That interviewer has then taken those interviews and turned them into these accounts.
She'd seen something like this before. The way people kept their distance, as if grief was contagious.
And I think in this day and age, we're all very used to doing that work because we always hear half of a phone conversation on the bus or the train, and I reckon most of us are pretty good at imagining the other side of that conversation. But I think in a less obvious way, that happens in the stories throughout this series. The listener needs to do some of their own imaginative work to kind of fill in the gaps.
This would be a chance for you to put your side of the story. People would appreciate that.
The Reservoir Tapes podcast. Download it online.